Up and Adam on 5MU, and we love talking about live music, especially live music from people who understand you, my friends. There's a new song, new album coming out. It's called Small Town Temple, and we're talking to someone who came from a small town themselves, Jenny.
Absolutely. When she was just 18 years old, musician Ella Hooper became the first woman to be awarded ARIA's Songwriter of the Year.
Is that right?
And absolutely deserves it. She went on to make 3 hit albums with Killing Heidi and, yeah, on a journey as a solo musician. Very excited to hear Small Town Temple. Might get some little teasers on the way towards January when it comes out. But she joins us ahead of an Adelaide Trinity Sessions gig this Friday and Saturday night. Hi there. How are you, Ella?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Yes, I can't wait to be back in beautiful Adelaide.
Yes, we can't wait either. Look, the weather's going to turn, but don't worry, you'll be fine. It's been lovely this week. Lots of people out and songs in the air. You're going to be contributing to that with the Trinity Sessions tomorrow and Saturday night. And there's a lot on your plate coming up this year. 2022-23 is going to be a big one for Ella Hooper.
It's going to be huge. I don't know what I've done. You know, I think in the quiet times, we go around planting all these seeds thinking, I'm so bored. I want to get out and tour again. I'm never going to be able to go out and see the fans. And then you got to be careful what you wish for, because I've booked myself the biggest, you know, 6 months, 12 months I think I've ever done. So, and a new album. But no, it feels good.
Yeah. So what inspired you to do some solo stuff?
I think it's always something that I've wanted to make more time for, and you know, Killing Heidi getting back together a few years ago and touring relentlessly has been so fun and a great way to sort of revisit that chapter. But the new stories never stop coming. You know, you get older and you maybe get wiser, who knows, that's an opinion one opinion, and you just have new things to say and say them in a different way. So my solo stuff is a lot more mature. It's a bit more adult, contemporary, chilled out than Killing Heidi. But yeah, I just felt like this was the perfect time to share those stories.
We've mentioned you were the first female APRA Songwriter of the Year. Words Like These is the new product. Lots of words to be put down on paper. How do you, do you pore over each and every word Lennon Cohen style until you get it right? Or is it just, let's see what falls out on the page?
13 years a song, you know, every single bit crafted. Well, no, not exactly. sometimes it feels like that. And, you know, the band were just discussing how amazing Leonard Cohen's lyrics are and how that they're basically complete novels in each song. But I did actually push myself to spend a lot more time on the writing process with this one because I had the time. I was locked down in Violet Town a couple of years ago. COVID isolation will do that to you. You're like, I'm really going to hone this. I'm really going to spit polish this batch of songs. And I think I'm so proud of it because I love good writing and I don't dare put myself, you know, in the same sentence as those greats. But you can try, and why shouldn't you, you know? So, yeah, I'm really proud of the writing on this new one.
And it's very reflective and personal, isn't it? You've really gone back to your humble beginnings.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about that. It's sort of, you know, Small Town Temple is sort of about my origin story, growing up in Violet Town and growing up, you know, in this really isolated sort of bushy 60 acres of nothing but forest and plants and trees and animals and you know, my imagination to keep me company. And that really is what set me on the path of being a writer and a musician all along, was just entertaining myself and creating worlds for myself. And I didn't know it was going to explode into, you know, my career so early, but it's still just something that I love doing. And now from this slightly more mature perspective, I still love doing that. So I thought it was time to share from that angle.
Yeah, you're preaching to a choir here. Almost every person listening to you on 5MU is from a small town. We're a regional radio station, so we kind of get where your origin story is. Is if it's not ours, we've lusted after it and have bought here. So there is a story to tell from smaller towns. It's not all It's in all big city bands and indie groups and things like that.
What are you
bringing to the table?
Well, I think people, you know, my experience of growing up in a small community, which I'm still very much a part of, is that it was incredibly diverse and supportive and interconnected, and it's something that I think, you know, dare I say, I can sort of, sometimes I can tell if someone's from the country or not from the country, and I get that a lot. People say, like, oh, you're so grounded. How can you have done what you've done and be so, you know, be so down to earth? I'm like, well, that's the country way. once you grow up knowing the same three people and knowing that everything you say or do say may be given in evidence to the community, like, you know, you have a very interconnected sort of community-driven way of thinking, I think, when you grow up like that. And no matter how high you fly or far you go, and, you know, I certainly have, you know, got out there and seen the world now and traveled around, but there's something in you that feels like a small town girl, and I just particularly love that feeling. I really relish that feeling, and I try to take it with me everywhere I go.
I hear you've also had some creative help from a Victor Harbour local, Mickey Manson.
Yeah, absolutely. He is just brilliant. He created the new video clip for Words Like These, which is the current mm-hmm. single that's out now, and he is, you know, somebody who we really bonded over that, over loving living out of town, living in, you know, a gorgeous place. Look, a lot of artists do this because it's constant inspiration, and you just need to wake up and open your window and you're overwhelmed by beauty and colour and ideas for, you know, he's a visual artist as well as making films and film clips. He makes beautiful paintings that are so, so cool. And I actually hit him up over Instagram. I was like, I love your style. I love the colour. Do you want to do something with me? And it turns out he was coming to Victoria and we hooked up a video shoot and just looks perfect. You know, his aesthetic is just great for the song, and he'll be coming to the shows, I believe, in Adelaide, so that we get to hang out again.
Nice one. Now, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, so I don't know whether this is going to make the cut, but I just wanted to, as someone you don't know, thank you. I, you know, follow lots of Australian artists on social media and all that sort of stuff, and I just wanted to say thanks for the way you so specifically spoke about loss, because I had parental loss at about the same time you did, and I just want to say your stuff on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, really helped, and it was lovely. It was a really things get a bit, you know, twee, and you know, oh, you know, you'll get over it, and all that sort of stuff. And the way you wrote things was just spoke really lovely, but also made it like it was, you know, it's really hard. And you wrote that too. So I just wanted to, whether this makes the cut of the interview or not, just wanted to say thanks.
Thank you so much. That actually means so much to me, and I'm really honoured that, you know, that touch something in you, because I think that's what I crave as a writer, really, is that connection and understanding what we're going through. And you would completely understand this. You know, you feel quite lost in space when you lose a parent and you lose a loved one of any kind, I'm sure. You lose cabin pressure, and you're like, what, which way's up, which way's down? And so that means so much to think that in my sharing of some of those feelings and some of those thoughts and that grieving, you know, this album for me is going to be a big part of sort of sharing my love for my parents, and also, you know, my loss and my grief and how much I'm missing them. And, you know, it's such a big process. It's a big, big thing to metabolize. But if we can do little bits of that together and touch each other's sort of loss there, I think that's a really beautiful thing. Thanks so much for telling me that. That means a lot. Seriously, well, it really does.
And it meant a lot to the way it was, like every, I think, every individual losing someone is unique, and no one can fully understand what you're going through, but at least there was someone out there who had the words to be able to tell me that they were going through it too, and that, you know, it was okay not to be okay at times and all that sort of stuff. So it was great.
Oh my goodness. That's really, I really appreciate you saying that, and I'm so sorry that you're in the ringer as well.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Nothing there's nothing like this that I've ever experienced before. It's so big, you know. It's very hard to even put into words, isn't it? You know,
right.
us wordsmiths are all suddenly like... Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's just a noise.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And you know, you have the talent to be able to put those noises together in some sort of album, which is quite nice. We all get to hear you.
I'm trying. I don't know if I've nailed it, but...
Get to see you perform some of it tomorrow and Saturday. The Trinity Sessions is where you'll be able to do it. Can I encourage you to go along and see the Ella perform? You'll be, I think, edified by doing so, my friends.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Thanks so much. We cannot wait to play for you. It's the best part of our job.
And the album coming out January 20, Small Town Temple, but we've got a song now that we can play, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Words
Great.
Like These.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's play that.